السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We're going to continue learning about Ayah 23 in Surah Al-Hashr. And while Sarah is testing you one by one outside, let's go over the meanings of the ayat.
Thank you.
Okay.
Sorry.
So, Al-Muhaymin. Al-Muhaymin. Al-Muhaymin.
Muhaymin means the one.
No, that's the mu'min. Al-Muhaymin. Al-Muhaymin. No. We want to start taking notes. Al-Muhaymin. So what is Al-Muhaymin? Yeah, you should start taking notes. What is Al-Muhaymin? What is Al-Muhaymin? Al-Muhaymin is the one that controls. Controls. The one who controls. The one who controls. So, the one who controls means Al-Muhaymin. And then we have two kinds of controls. We have two kinds of controls. We have the control with free will, control the creation, controlling with free will, controlling using the laws of nature, and then controlling people who have a free will. Okay, so we too have two kinds of controls. Controls with the laws of nature that nobody can control with the laws of nature except Allah.
Wait, I have a question.
Go ahead.
Do you have a story today?
Yes, let me tell you a story about controls using the laws of nature. Okay. You know the Namrud, right? You know the Namrud?
Whatever.
The evil king who used to ask his people to treat him like God on earth.
There's a lot of people like that.
Yeah, there's a lot. Unfortunately, there's a lot of people like that. So that guy was debating with Prophet Ibrahim. The guy said, "I am the only God."
Oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm. Prophet Ibrahim told him, "No, my God, my Lord, is the only God." He said, "Why are you saying that? What can your Lord do? What can your Lord do that I can't do?" Okay. So Prophet Ibrahim said, "Allah gives life and death. He gives life and death." So the Namrud, the evil king, said, "So what? I can give life and death." Yeah, he said, "How?" He said, "Okay, watch me." He got a guy who's very rich, okay, and he killed him. He said, "Okay, I give this guy a death." And then he got a guy with a death sentence, waiting to be executed. And he gave him the properties and the ownership of the things that were owned by the rich guy. Huh?
You test everyone on the
No. You will test them. You want?
Casting them on the Surah takes more time to cast them on the...
Well, when you finish, we go ahead and test them on the homework. So the guy, he brought a death sentence. The king brought a death sentence guy, a guy in a death sentence. And he spared him and he gave him money and he gave him a good life. And then he brought a guy, rich, having a good life, and he killed him. So he said, I gave him death. Now, is that technically correct? No, that's not what Ibrahim meant by life and death, right? So Ibrahim felt that this king is kind of stupid.
Oh my God, he's stupid.
The king is stupid, right? Because he's making stupid arguments, silly, ridiculous arguments.
They had stupid back then?
Hmm?
They had stupid, oh my God.
Yeah,
stupid
yeah.
existed for all of
okay, now yeah. you're asking stupid questions.
Well, the answer is they have them then and now. So they have stupid people in the past, they have stupid people now. So the Prophet Ibrahim thought about an answer that will compel that stupid king. So he said, okay, fine. Allah brings the sun from?
The east.
Can your majesty bring it from the west? Now, this story is telling you about two kinds of control. You can see death. Allah gives partial control. Allah gives partial control to us. Like this king had a control to give death to someone, to kill someone, right? This king had some control. Now,
he didn't have control.
Allah gave him that control. Allah gave him that control. So Allah allowed him to kill. Allah allowed him to give death. Why? Because Allah gave him free will. If Allah doesn't want him to kill, then Allah will take away his free will, or Allah is going to make the guy run away and the king is unable to reach him. Or Allah will kill the king, or make the king die before, you know, he kills the other guy. Right? So this is controlling with the people who have free will and controlling using the laws of nature. So that's Al-Muhaymin. So some people don't understand. It's tricky to understand how do you control someone with a free will. So somebody says free will and control are opposite, right? They are opposite to each other. Free will is opposite to control. So, how can they be combined together?
Free will and control.
Yes, how can you combine? How can you control someone who has a free will without controlling his or her free will?
You give them free will about their decisions.
Yes. You give them permission. You allow them to have some control. You allow them to have some control. Allah allows the free will people to do partial control, but he has the control over them, but he has the ultimate control. Which means allows people to control. I means like meaning that, or more explanation, allows people to control. He also
may prevent or disallow
people to control.
From control, from controlling.
So Allah is the controller. He is the one that controls. And it's really, really very amazing.
Wait, you wrote controlling.
Huh? Controlling. Allah is very amazing in this part. It's that He can combine the two opposites. Control, and at the same time give you free will. Control, and at the same time give you free will. You can think of it that Allah is giving you your own space. Allah gives you your own space. Like Allah gives you a space, your own space, to prove yourself.
But that space is limited.
But this space is controlled by Allah. So you can think of it that this is all controlled universe is controlled by the laws of nature. Yeah, this is by laws of nature. This is universe which is controlled by laws of nature. Yeah, and this one inside here is your own space. This is your own space that you have control. This is your own space that you are controlling here. Yes. Allow means allowed. This is allowed. This is not allowed.
Your space that you can control. With the permission of Allah.
Do you see? Now, why would Allah give you your own space that to control? Huh? What's the reason? Huh? Why would Allah give you your own space?
Because you have free will.
Because you have a free will. But why would He give you your own space with a free will?
Because He wants to.
Exactly. Exactly. Yes. To prove yourself worthy of Jannah. To prove yourself worthy of Jannah. So, what is then the difference between Allah's control and human control? Like you say, I control, you control, Allah controls. We use the same word, unfortunately. We can say, what's the difference between the divine control and the human control?
The human control is like partially limited, but then divine control is
unlimited. So human control is limited in space and time. Right? You can see that Allah is using words that we use to describe Himself. But He wants us to figure out the differences between our control and his control. The differences between us being, one of us being a king and him being the king. So difference between control, divine control, and human control. If we make a table to define the differences. This is human control, and this is divine control. Divine control. Human control and divine control. So human control is limited in time and space. But the divine control is unlimited. Is unlimited. Okay. The human control the human control is not the highest control.
Cannot control like
yeah. The human control is not the highest control. The human control is not the highest control. The highest control is going to be the highest control.
Divine control can control every single thing.
Yes, it's the highest control. This controls the human who controls. His own space and the space itself. Do you understand that Allah gives us a gap to make us Khalifa in this gap? Right?
Yes.
So basically, Allah gives you a gap and says, okay, show me, what are you going to do? Here is your gap. Your gap here is in Santa Clara. Your gap is in your house. Your gap is in your space in your school. Your space is in the masjid. Your space in the MCA. This is your surrounding space. This is the space where you can reach. This is the space where you can what? Reach. And then Allah says, okay, show me how are you going to control your space. Are you going to be part of the solution or part of the problem? Now you know that the public space, now can I say that I'm the one who controlling the public space? No, the public space is not controlled by me. The public space is controlled by so many people. Then how can you prove yourself worthy of Jannah if other people are sharing control of your space? So in other words,
you have to share.
You, public space is controlled by many people. Here, Allah
alone. Is controlling without any partners.
So, you control the public space? No. Nobody controls the public space 100%, right? You control, people share with you. You can share space with people. Like at home. Can you control the home all by yourself? No. You have mama and papa?
No, not all the time.
Right? In the school, can you control the classroom? No. You have the teacher. Now question. How can you prove yourself worthy of Jannah if you don't have full control? So in other words, you can say, Allah has full control. Okay? Then Allah, how Allah judges you if you are not the one who's having full control? I need a smart boy or a girl, young boy and girl to answer this. The question is, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge you if you don't have full control alone over your own space?
It's because it depends on your intentions to do with that control.
It depends on your intentions. What else? MashaAllah.
Basically, since you have partial control, it depends how you use it and how you share it with other people. Like, if you're like, oh, this is my space, you can't do it, but it's really, you can't, like, come here. But then, like, if it's someone else, like, you have to share with other people.
That's right. This is called to be part of the solution or part of the problem. So, this is important to keep in mind how Allah judges you if you're not the only one who controls the space. So, how would Allah judges you if you are not the only one who controls public space? And the answer is Allah This is the question. The answer is Allah will judge you if you are part of the solution or part of the problem. Allah will reward you, reward or punish you by as much as you contribute. You contribute to the solution or problem. You need to understand this very well. Very well. Because this is very, very tricky. A lot of people get tricked in this. A lot of people say, okay, I'm not going to be able to solve the problems of the world today. Can you? Neither you nor me, nor 1 million people can solve the problems of the world. Really. The problems of the world are so big and so many, and they have so much control from so many different people that there's no way you can fix everything all by yourself. Then if you have injustice somewhere, what do? You say, no, I can't help it. There is nothing that I can do. Absolutely nothing that I can do. And what can I do? And I can't fix the problems of the world. And I would just sit back and do nothing. How do you reply to that? What would be your reply if somebody says that? Is that right or wrong? That's wrong. But what would you reply if that person says, I can't fix the problems of the world, you know, and then this person will sit back and do nothing, huh?
I would tell them that, you could at least, do charity work,
mm-hmm.
and, give charity money, give, clothes and food. If you don't have the money, then you can, you could always help by maybe praying to Allah.
Yes. Takbir.
Allahu Akbar.
There is always something good available for you to do. There is always. Don't tell me there is nothing good available to you. There is always something good for you to do. What? Pray. Pay a charity. Help. You know? So, this is the first part of the answer. This is the answer. This is part one. Part two, there is always something good available. This is good here. Available for you to do. Even if it is as little as donating a pencil. Okay? There's always something available for you to go to Jannah. If you fast, would anybody say, why did you fast? No. Yeah. I mean, this is something that you can do. There's always something good for you to do. And you are not required to fix the problems of the world. Allah will judge you if you're part of the problem or part of the solution. And by as much contribution as you have, then you will be part of the solution or part of the problem. So, I want every one of you to think, how can I be part of the solution?
What if there isn't even a problem?
There is a problem. There are people who are starving. There is injustice. There are very few people that are very, very rich. They live in luxury. Other people live very, very, many, many, many people are poor and they live in poverty.
What?
Yes. Yes. I wish I can bring you a presentation to show you. No. To show you people. One time I'll bring you a presentation with pictures to show you how people are, how other people are miserable, literally miserable, literally miserable. They make their shoes out of the water bottles.
I saw a picture of that in Africa,
yes.
Right?
They make their shoes out of water bottles. They make them flat and then they tie ropes and they make shoes out of them. They they are, most of the time, don't have underwear to wear. The kids. The kids run around without underwear.
But nobody even knows if they're wearing underwear, so.
Huh?
Nobody knows if they're wearing underwear.
They don't have clothes.
They don't have it.
Oh, I thought you had, like,
yeah.
Clothes.
They didn't have underwear, but they have diapers.
Oh.
Just kidding. They don't have underwears or diapers or anything. They, there is a lot of people who are suffering. Yes, they don't even have anything to do. You know, a lot of people die because they can't afford 50-cent shot. 50-cent shot. Needle shot. Okay? They can't afford 50-cent medication. And they die because of that. A lot of people, there's a lot of suffering around. Injustice is the enemy. So what is the enemy? Injustice. What is injustice? It's the enemy. Enemy number one to humanity is injustice. Injustice is caused by what temptations? Huh?
Jealousy.
Selfishness and greed. Selfishness and greed. It's like, okay,
so exciting.
I want, like, do you know that you are from the top 90, top 7% of the world population? So you are better than 93% of all humans who live on Earth.
Which are there? Oh, why are we better?
We're not.
We're going to a school.
Huh?
For one, we're going to
we're
school.
In their classes.
What?
Are you serious? That was so lame.
Just second.
Can I go back?
Yes.
The lights turned off, okay? I went to the bathroom and I came out and the lights are all off.
Well, you guys really want to feel that.
There's just one light on me. I got so creeped out.
Do we know that, do you know that we get sort of spoiled the brats?
Spoiled brats.
Because we have such a luxury in our life.
What?
Yeah, you're living in luxury.
What do you mean, sort of?
I'm going to go,
sort of, little brat of right, brats?
Because there are good people that are not spoiled the brats. There are people who are living in a good life and they help others. So the ones who are spoiled the brats, who always think, I don't have enough, I want more, I don't have enough, I want more, and I care only about myself and myself and only myself and nobody except myself. So all they care about is me, I am, and all of these things.
It's not how would Allah judge you, it's how would Allah judge you.
Hmm?
Question number one is how would Allah judge you, not judge me.
How Allah?
How would Allah judge you?
Judge you, yes. That's right. Thank you. Yes. All right. Yeah, the lunch is coming in a minute.
Wait, what did number two say?
Oh, number two says that there's always something good for you available to
okay.
do. There's always. You never run out of good things that you can do.
There's always things are simple. And what if you live in a place where people are, too oppressive?
Like too good?
No, too oppressive. Like, what if you are oppressed?
By what?
If you're oppressed by the government, by other people. Oppressed means like you're
forced.
Yeah. It's like you're treated really bad.
Well,
if you
faith
treated,
never comes by force.
No, like stop you from doing good. What if you're being stopped
then you
by force? What if you are oppressed? Meaning stopped by force. Stopped by force. Stopped by force. Is it one P or two P?
One P. Oh, two
P. Two P's, right?
Or else
stopped
still.
By force.
Still.
Yes. From being a good person. And being part of the solution. What's the answer to this? I want a smart young person to answer. Huh?
Depends on the intention.
Yes, but what if you are oppressed and you have no room to do anything? How do you get out of this? How do you find a way out? If you're oppressed and you're being stopped by force from being stopped by force from being part of the solution. Like by force, they are not letting you be a good person.
Then technically, they would be a problem.
Yes.
But wouldn't Allah know if you're oppressed or something?
Yes, Allah would know that. The answer is to immigrate.
What?
To immigrate to a different land where you're free. No, why? Your parents immigrated, we all immigrated.
Yeah, our parents immigrated to find better opportunities here, and they were less oppressed.
They were, yeah. No, they were.
Well, not really oppressed.
But then they just wanted
to. No.
Well, with my dad's job. But you require money to immigrate.
Yes.
Money to immigrate. How are you going to do
so? It's not always possible, so to immigrate from the place where you are oppressed to another place where you are free. Free. And this, then we say, if possible. What if it's not possible?
Wait, I want to ask you something. They would technically be the problem, and so now you have, there's another problem in the world, and so then you have to, like, stop
right.
them, and when you're immigrating, you're just running away from the problem, so technically, you would be problem. Part
you would
of the
not
problem
be.
And not in part
now
of
that's,
the solution.
Okay, that's not true because you need to be smart and wise. You need to know how much you can, like, what is your ability? Because you can't go against an army, right? If evil is enforced by the police, if the police is evil, all right? What can you do, Yelena, if the police is evil? You need to able what can you need to able to understand what can
you
do and what can't
you. You get a whole bunch of people who have the exact same problem, then you start to rebel and protest. And
start revolution. It's not always possible. It's very, very difficult to start such a thing. And usually most of the, usually it fails.
Wait, is that the third answer?
It is, yes, to immigrate if possible. If not possible, then Allah will not judge you. If immigration is not possible, and you have no way out, then do your best and Allah will not judge you. For the rest, it's like do your best. Go ahead. Yeah, we can. So now, do you know the homework?
No.
Summarize the class
in 300 words and memorize ayat 22 and 23 of Surah Al-Hashr.
We already have that.
Okay. We're going to be tested on.
We're going to be tested on it next week because we don't have any time.
Week is the ultimate last chance for the final. I'm
yes!
You, if you do not get it first, don't put it on.